This is Akashwani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held productive talks with PM Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam of Mauritius, reaffirming the strength of the India and Mauritius partnership. PM Mr. Modi met with his Mauritian counterpart in Port Louis yesterday during his two-day visit to Mauritius. Two leaders reviewed bilateral relations, ongoing collaborations, and explored new avenues to elevate the special bond between the two countries to even greater heights. The main sectors discussed prominently during the meeting were defense, security, economic linkages, and cultural exchanges. PM affirmed that India was so proud to be a valued and trusted development partner for Mauritius, and the two countries would work together for promoting the interests of the Global South. Later in his address during the banquet dinner hosted by the Prime Minister of Mauritius, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that the India-Mauritius partnership is not limited to our historical relations. It is based on shared values, mutual trust, and a common vision of a bright future. Today, our historical and cultural relations have taken the form of a comprehensive partnership. We are working together on important infrastructure projects, which are leaving an indelible mark of development in every corner of Mauritius. The results of mutual cooperation in capacity building and human resource development are being seen in the government and private sector. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that there is no limit to India-Mauritius relations. He said that there is no limit to our hopes and aspirations regarding our relations. In the times to come, India and Mauritius will continue to work together for the development of our people, peace and security of the entire region. India is the best positioned country in Asia for economic growth despite ongoing global trade tensions. According to a report by Morgan Stanley, India's strong services exports, low reliance on good exports and supportive government policies as key factors that will help it outperform other economies in the region. While trade tensions are expected to impact Asia's overall growth outlook, India remains less vulnerable due to its low goods exports as a share of GDP. This reduces its exposure to global trade disruptions. At the same time, India's services exports continue to perform well and are expected to grow further, providing stability amid global uncertainties. In Pakistan's southwestern Balochistan province yesterday, a major security crisis unfolded when separatist militants attacked the Jawhar Express, a passenger train traveling from Quetta to Peshawar. The attack, carried out by the Baloch Liberation Army, BLA, resulted in the train driver being wounded and over 100 passengers taken hostage. 13 militants have been killed in the Pakistani train hijacking operations, say security officials. Pakistan security forces also rescued 80 passengers, according to a government spokesperson. The Jawhar Express, carrying approximately 500 passengers and 9 bogies, was traveling from Quetta to Peshawar when armed men intercepted it in a tunnel near the mountainous terrain of Gudalar and Piru Kunari. In the Women's Premier League cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Mumbai Indians by 11 runs in the final league match at the Brabourne Stadium in Mumbai yesterday. Royal Challengers Bengaluru have set a target of 200 runs. Earlier put into bat, Royal Challengers Bengaluru posted 199 for the loss of 3 wickets and stipulated 20 overs. Mumbai Indians had won the toss and opted to field. Later, Mumbai Indians scored 188 for the loss of 9 wickets and 20 overs. And India's first ever World Para Athletics Grand Prix began at the Jawaharlal Nehru Stadium in Delhi yesterday. The 3-day event will feature over 90 competitions, bringing together top para athletes from across the globe. India has fielded a strong 145-member contingent featuring Paralympic gold medalist Praveen High Jump T64 category, Navdeep Javelin F41 category and Dharambir Club Throw F51 category. And that is the end of this news bulletin.